This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's foreign minister has now described the situation in Mariupol as a dire and heartbreaking situation, and says Russia's continued attacks there could be a red line that ends all efforts to reach peace through negotiation. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the remaining Ukrainian military personnel and civilians in the port city are basically encircled by Russian forces, saying also that the Ukrainians continued their struggle, but that the city effectively does not exist anymore because of massive destruction. Golubov says that his country has been keeping up expert-level talks with Russia in recent weeks in hopes of reaching a political solution for peace, but citing the significance of Mariupol, he echoed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and saying the elimination of Ukrainian forces there could be a red line that stops peace efforts altogether. Pope Francis has made an Easter plea for peace in Ukraine and in other wars in the world. After celebrating Easter Sunday Mass for tens of thousands of faithful in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic, Francis delivered his traditional geopolitical speech in which he cited the risk of nuclear warfare. The pontiff, who has a knee problem, limped badly as he stepped out to reach an altar set up in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Easter is Christianity's most joyous feast day, but for the Pope, the war in Ukraine has weighed on his heart. This is VOA News. North Korea says it has successfully test-launched a newly developed tactical guided weapon. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un observed the launch, which is said to bolster the operations of the country's tactical nuclear forces. South Korea's military says it detected two launches. They are the latest in a spate of testing activity by North Korea that outside experts say is meant to expand the country's nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on its rivals, while denuclearization talks remain stalled. Turkey has launched a new ground and air cross-border offensive against Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The defense minister, Lucia Carr, said the Turkish jets and artillery struck targets belonging to Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, before commando troops crossed into the neighboring region by land or jets. And artillery struck targets belonging to Kurdistan Workers' Party. The PKK maintains bases in northern Iraq and have used the territory for attacks on Turkey. Turkey has conducted numerous cross-border operations against the group. Akar announced a new operation in a video posted on his military's website early Monday. The PKK, which has been fighting the Turkish state since 1994, is designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. and European Union. China's economy growth edged up to a still weak 4.8% over a year earlier in the first 3 months of 2022, as spreading coronavirus outbreaks prompted shutdowns of major industrial cities. Official data showed growth accelerated from the previous quarter 4% when the economy was slammed by tighter government controls on use of debt by China's vast real estate industry. Compared with the previous quarter, as other major economies are measured, growth declined to 1.3% from 1.4% in the final quarter of 2021. Retail spending, factory output, and investment in factories, real estate, and other fixed assets actually rose. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's foreign minister has described the situation in Mariupol as dire and heartbreaking and says Russia's continued attacks there could be a red line that ends all efforts to reach peace through negotiation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA